our new story. The backstory behind Jesus' arrest and crucifixion. Jesus was first arrested by the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin are a group of Jewish leaders. Pontius Pilate sentenced Jesus to be scourged and then crucified. Later we will speak to Pontius Pilate about his view and why he did it. To scourge means to whip someone as punishment. Jesus was stripped of his clothing so he could be at his most vulnerable state. He was thirsty, so the Romans gave him wine mixed with myrrh to drink. This obviously did not taste good, but he still drank it. The Romans held the authority to crucify people, so they were asked to crucify Jesus by the Jews. Why did the Jews want to crucify Jesus, you might ask? They wanted to crucify him because he committed blasphemy. Blasphemy means an act or offense speaking sacrilegiously about God or sacred things. Jesus said he was the Son of God, and the Jews considered that very disrespectful and did not believe him. So Jesus was nailed to the cross by the Romans, and 6 hours later he died. Mary, his mother, was watching her beloved son be viciously killed. We will also speak with her later. Next, his body was taken to a tomb and closed with a large rock. Here we have our first interview, Pontius Pilate. Why did you order Jesus' death?
I ordered Jesus' death because he committed blasphemy, and the punishment for that is stoning or hanging. I was unsure if I wanted to order him to be crucified, but the Jewish people wanted me to, and since I was the only one with authority to ask the Romans to crucify, I had to please them.
What exactly did everyone take so much offense to that Jesus said that was considered blasphemous?
Jesus said he was the Son of God, and that doesn't exactly align with our religious beliefs.
Why do you consider that disrespectful if you didn't actually know if he was truly the Son of God?
No one believed him, and I went with what the majority of the population said.
What did they say?
They said he was lying and creating false rumors about our religion. The Jewish population turned their backs on him and no longer wanted him to be a part of their community and thought he should be crucified.
How does it make you feel knowing that you put an innocent man to death?
I feel ashamed of myself, and I feel like I was poorly influenced by my peers and the people below me in the social status.
Thank you for listening. And now we have Peter.
Hello, I am Peter.
So first off, why did you deny knowing Jesus 3 times?
I was scared for my safety because I was afraid that I would be executed with him when he was arrested. I chose what was best for my safety and well-being to fulfill my life here on earth.
How did you feel when you heard the rooster crow?
When Jesus told me I would deny him 3 times and then the rooster would crow, I had no idea what he meant. Even when I was claiming I did not know Jesus, I still had no idea what he meant from that. It never came to mind. When I heard the rooster crow, I knew I betrayed a very close friend, and I still feel terrible to this day.
How could you betray one of your best friends?
I felt like it was necessary for me to. Since Jesus knew he was going to die, he did not need to run. I was not aware if I was going to die, so I did need to run and say I had no connection to Jesus at all, and that I have never seen him before.
Well, thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
And now I'm here with Jesus' mother, Mary.
Hello.
So first off, how did Jesus' death make you feel?
Well, considering I am his mother, I am still heartbroken, and I will always be heartbroken. But Simon once told me that a sword will pierce my soul. I did not understand what exactly that meant until now. My soul has been deeply pierced. I lost my son, the boy I taught everything I knew.
Do you think Jesus' punishment for blasphemy was rightful?
No, I think the punishment was very extreme, but he died for the good of the people and his kind soul.
How did you feel when you found out that Jesus had been resurrected from the dead?
I was astonished because I never thought something could happen like that, but I should have known my son would and could do the impossible. I just did not expect it to happen.
Do you believe Jesus died for humanity and all of our sins?
Yes, I believe my son died carrying every bad decision anyone has ever made on his back. He did it to protect us. We should owe him everything because he saved humanity.
Thank you.
Jesus died with all of our sins, so everyone should be eternally grateful that he did such a selfless thing. I will follow Jesus for the rest of my life here on earth and in heaven. Jesus was a good man who should have not died for what he was accused of. The accusations were false, but what he claimed was true. He indeed was the Son of God, like he said. The Messiah went through unbearable pain, and we all mourned for 40 days without rejoicing. Giving up something for 40 days is a way to show how grateful we are for him because we take something that is bad for us or that we do daily and give it up for 40 days. He opened the gates to heaven so we could have eternal life with him even though we never got to physically meet him. We believe in him and his amazing acts. His love was pure and it still is and will always be. Anyone that selfless to die for people he has not even met yet has an immense amount of courage.
Thank you for listening. Go to www.jesusmugs.com and at checkout use the code JESUS20 for 20% off your order.